Hello everyone, Richard Lewis here with another video, and today we're going to be revisiting our old friend CSGO skins. And one of the things I said I was going to do as we move forward in 2017 was to expose some scammers, to make the public aware of certain types of scam. We've been doing that in the channel. We're going to continue doing that in the first quarter of 2017. We're working on lots of things here. Sam and me are digging into all sorts of stuff. And we've got help from lots of people who I think have had enough. Today's video is going to be about a type of scam. I'm sure it's, based on the messages I've got, I'm sure this has actually got a lot of people. This has caught a lot of people out. And it's very easy to see why. Because this is a very sophisticated scam. Very sophisticated. This is way more sophisticated than the Chrome extension one that we told you about. So today, I'm going to tell you about fake casinos, fake online casinos, and the guy who runs the most of them, as far as I can tell. There is a Russian guy called Faker, don't confuse him with the legendary Korean mid laner from League of Legends. I'm sure he's called Faker, not as a tribute to him, but because he makes fake casinos. And that's what he does. And he's got loads of them. Now, I used to get lots of messages on my Facebook page, on Twitter. I used to get all these messages saying, oh, you know, there's this admin from this website, and he's telling me if I give him skins, he can fake outcomes. And he's showing me the outcomes. So obviously these guys are illegal. It's like, you know, CSGO Shuffle or CSGO Lotto or something. You've got to get them shut down. But the point is, these websites aren't legit. They are fake. They aren't casinos. And they're just getting you to literally just give them skins. That's it. That's the scam. And I never really made a video about it before now, despite getting 6 to 12 messages every week of this nature. And still do now, actually. Because I just thought, like, well, what's the point, ultimately? This is a fairly obvious scam. But I didn't realize how insanely sophisticated it was. So basically, I'll give you a breakdown of how the scam works. What you've got is basically a chap who has created websites that look like working roulette sites. You know, you put the skins into a pot, it assigns a percentage to each of the people that put the skins in, and then if a certain percentage comes up, you win the skins, depending on, you know, if it's you or not, and you take the full pot. And that's a very popular way of betting. One of the most popular ways, I would say. Now, there's a chap called Faker. And what he does is he makes these websites, and they appear to be working. They have working chat. They have everything that you would expect from one of these sites. They look perfectly legit. People are on there betting, winning, celebrating when they do, flaming when they lose. It looks legit, but it's bullshit. What this guy does is he offers a service which you can rent these fake sites and basically get people to deposit skins, and you just keep them. And you pay him a set fee to have access to them. Now, I'm not going to take full credit for this. I got a friend called SeaWorld who dug into this. Obviously, at the Richard Lewis Show, you know, Richard Lewis Reports, we've got a big team here. And not everybody wants to take credit for the work. But SeaWorld put in so much work on this. I've got to give him a shout out. Seriously. It's incredible, the work that he did. And basically, he found that this guy owns about like 102 of these fake websites, which people are leasing. He basically uses the same code to effectively build them to order. Now, here's what I'm going to show you first of all. I'm going to show you the places you go to get these services, and people are going to say, oh, but Richard, that's wrong. I've got to show you the threads so you know what I'm saying is genuine. They're in Russian. I can't read them. I've Google translated them, but I've had them explain to me what the gist actually is. So let's just bring that up first here, and this is one of the threads. You can see it's not looking particularly great, but this is on the UHack website, and you can see this is the thing. Look, you can see it's roulette with knives going round, thumbs up. It explains what the services are in Russian, and you can see from this post as well, this is again another part of the scam, another advertisement for the scam, where he even kind of name drops and references OP skin, so I'm sure would have absolutely nothing to do with this. But basically, this is what he advertises. He says you get your own roulette site, and he will take $150 a month from you to basically run what is a fake roulette site. Now, as I said, we went through a huge list of these, and this is what we found. We found 102. In total, and I'm going to read you out the names because I think it's important to put that out there so you know how it works. But basically, the reason we know it's all owned by the same guy is they all go back to the same IP. They're all hosted by the same guy. And the tech side of it all is obviously a little bit alien to me, but they're tied together via WebSockets through HTML5. And what people do is you get a login when you've paid your $150 per month to get this site. You get your login, you log in through a panel, and you get, which everybody logs into, and you gain access to one of these sites that's basically tailor-made to a certain degree to your requirements. But that's what he does. That's the service. So here it is. Here's the full spreadsheet of all the ones we were able to find. And it's, as I said, it's pretty big. It's pretty big indeed. So let's just move this across, get that recentered, and let's have a look. So you can see here, these are the ones, and what we did is we had a look and to see which ones were active at the moment, which ones had anything that was exceptional about them, which we put comments in here. But you can see CSGO Lottery Pro, CSGO Kind, CSX Pot, Roulette Faker dot pro. That's the admin panel. That's the one where you log in and you can basically get to all of these scam sites from here. That's what people use. Then you can see there's webmaster322.ru. And notice the IP here. You can see the range. And like I say, we verified this. I'm going to show you a video in a moment. Again, from SeaWorld, who's done amazing work on this. You can see angrysteaks.com, csball.pro, csgoelect.com, csgoloungebets.com, csgoroyal.top, csgoskinsane.com, cspokemon.com. And on it goes. I mean, seriously, I'll just slowly scroll down so you can see this list here rather than read it all to you. But basically, what these ones do, and pay particular attention to the active ones. We looked at these in November. These ones were still taking bets in November. So csgofirewind.com, csgocult.com. All of these are scam sites that are put out there by this faker chap. And we've been looking in. We've not been able to find anything on him yet. We, you know, his name, where he lives. We were pretty confident somebody will know something and somebody will get in touch with us. But this is an absurd level operation. This is genuine. Like, this is like organized crime. This is incredible. I mean, you think about it. If each one of these sites, csgodolo.com in there, if each one of these sites is taking $150 a month for the guy that makes them, then this, as you can see, is a ridiculous amount of money. Now, obviously, some are up, some are down, some are on for a short period of time. People get in, take their skins, and then get out. But yes, this is crazy. A crazy level of detail there. So 102 sites we were able to track down looking at the WebSockets. Now, SeaWorld did make a video for us, which I'm going to play you an extract from. But basically, ways to kind of identify if it's potentially one of these sites. First of all, they all use the same favicon. They've all got M9 Slaughter. So that's something to watch out for. I'm not saying every favicon that's an M9 Slaughter is a fake roulette site, but certainly that should set alarm bells ringing. Even if you shouldn't be using these sites anyway, but if you're going to bet, if you're going to engage in this behavior, then obviously you shouldn't get scammed. I don't believe that. But my advice is to stay away from all of these sites until some legislature's passed, and I'm pretty sure there'll be more updates coming. Anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the YouTube video, which, as I said, was made and sent to me privately by SeaWorld. I'm going to play you about, 10 minutes of that, just so you can see the lengths he went to get to the bottom of it. But certainly, this guy's done everyone a great service. He's at I'm SeaWorld on Twitter. The guy has really excelled himself when it comes to this investigation. So, gonna play you a brief extract of his video here. I'll be muted. You just watch it and listen to it. It's private, otherwise I'd edit it in, but I may as well play it live and you can see for yourself exactly what's going on here.
1:20 in the morning. Anyway, I just wanted to bring to light some of the new things. Well, not necessarily new, but some things that have been happening. Something that has been brought to my attention, and I asked a couple of people if they could make a video on it, but I'm not known. So, anyway, this right here, scam site, CSGO Frozy. Same thing here. You can see that there's Connie Joe, and then over here. Cut just one. There we go. So this is all the chat is a bunch of all the chat is pretty much just a library of things that bots can say. This is all being ran through an API on, I think it's faker322.ru using their API, which you can easily find when you use inspect element, go to network, and you can easily find it in here once it feels like it, I guess. Let's see here. Okay. So here we go. Here's the key. They didn't hide this at all. So pretty much they're grabbing everything through faker322.ru, and what this website is pretty much designed to do is to make it look like that there's players. You log in, put in your shit, it'll either tell you if you won or you didn't win, and if you didn't win, you lost your items. If you won, you still lost your items, 'cause there's no way that you're getting any of that back. I was actually going to log in via a dummy account, which doesn't have any CS:GO items, was just created about 2 hours ago, and I was going to see what all happened once I signed in. Anyway, so as you guys can see, Looney skins, same thing. Different bullshit on here. Different people won. They all have the same icon, and for some reason, these last three that I picked out all have the same exact skin. Anyway, I have found where this is being sold. It's on a Russian site called UHack. It's been the guy that created it, Faker, has been working on creating fake sites for phishing, for numerous things, since 2013. So for 3 years, this guy has been stealing and, well, has been selling products that have been stealing from people. Doesn't matter if it's information or if it's CSGO skins, he is still making a profit on it. There's a couple ways to determine on whether or not this is the same exact. If you guys find one of these websites, there is a really great way to determine which site is an actual scam. Technically, all of them are a scam. Because technically all of them are a scam. They're not allowed anymore. So to see one up, you should think twice, definitely. And as you guys can see, same fucking skin. I don't even know which one I'm on anymore. CS Bull. But anyway, as you guys can see here in my browser, I have actually used Powered by Steam terms and conditions because that makes no sense to me. This is Angry Stakes, another website of Faker. And what he does is he actually leases out these sites to anyone that pays for it. It is under $100 for a month and around $50, I think weekly or bi-weekly. I'm not very sure. I'm pretty tired. Anyway, if I translate this to English, you can see lease expired. Angry Stakes, it's been it's been offline for a day now, or not a day. Jesus, it's been offline for an hour now. This was actually up, and it's no longer online. These are really ridiculous because you can just go to admin, and boom, you're in the login screen for the admin panel, which I haven't been able to get into any one of these, which I haven't tried too many ways to try and get into them. I just tried basic stuff like guest, password, admin, and then the site name, etc. Just a bunch of little combinations, and it didn't work for me. I actually managed to get a huge list of all of the domains that are actually owned by Faker, and I've been able to find some of them are active. People are still purchasing these, so they're still going around. He's been doing the CS:GO scam, he's been doing these scam websites since I want to say I think he started this 6 months ago, 5 or 6 months ago. I think he started this 5 or 6 months ago, judging by his post on UHack, which seems like it was would I've compiled all of these into Sublime Text, and as you guys can see here, he owns a lot of domains. The way I went about all of this is by searching this right here and just viewing everything within that subnet. For some reason, anything like over 7 was some other weird shit. Like down here, bunch of horse shit. That's really good. Green evolution.ru. I don't know if any of these below anything below this line seems very irrelevant, very random, nothing crazy. But then again, I don't know. I can't read Russian that well. I do know that the obvious ones, anything with CSGO or anything related to skins is definitely his. They're all within the same subnet. They're all hosted. They were all purchased from the same place. Must have been pretty cheap. I found his admin panel, roulettefaker.pro. If we go and log on, or not log on, but if we go on here and we translate it, we can see that it says entrance to the private area. Log in Skype, log in with admin panel, your domain. I'm not really sure who purchased all of this. I can try to see if I can get into one of these. If I can, great. If I can't, then that sucks. But I'll just go through the UHack thread and see if I can find anything.
So as you can see for yourself, a lot of these sites that are out there right now are completely fake. You deposit your skins, you are never going to get them back, win or lose. The people that are betting aren't real. They're bots drawing phrases from a database. And if you have an admin that comes to you and wants to encourage you to rig bets from one of these websites, then they're absolutely lying too. It's a scam within a scam. That's how crazy it's got. Now, as I said at the start of the video, I had no idea how sophisticated some of these scamming methods actually were. I thought it was just people just lying, you know. But this is obviously very, very sophisticated. There's layers to this. And you've got to be very careful. I think SeaWorld hit it on the head when he said, you know, these sites shouldn't exist. Don't bet anyway. But certainly, if you're going to do it with awareness that the vast majority of these sites out there right now, especially ones you haven't heard of, even ones that are endorsed by celebrities, e-celebrities can't be trusted these days. So if you've not heard of it, stay the fuck away from it, or you're gonna lose your skins, and then you're gonna come crying to somebody like me, and I can't do anything about it. Now, as always, I know Valve pay attention to what I'm doing and what I'm saying. Certainly, I'm going to make Valve aware of this scam and all the others that we were going to report in this channel. And hopefully, they're going to get closed down. But in the meantime, stay away from skins betting. Honestly, it's not going to end well if you get involved with this. If you want to show SeaWorld your appreciation, I've already told you where to go do that. Make sure you do. Put in a lot of work. That was just an extract from a 46-minute video. I'm going to urge him to release the full thing, or certainly as much of the relevant information as possible. And stay safe while you're on the internet. Don't get scammed, and we'll see you on the next video.